The final topic in this podcast will look at the topics of the worldwide church, the church's response to world poverty, and Christian persecution. The church, as we know, does many different things, and one of them is to work on the idea of reconciliation. Reconciliation is a sacrament in the Catholic Church, restoring of harmony after a relationship has broken down. Christians believe that when Jesus died on the cross and rose again, he saved human beings from sin, and through his grace made it possible for God's enemies, humankind, to be forgiven and become his friends. Remember, when Christ was being crucified on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This quote helps us understand that Jesus forgave those who crucified him, and therefore we should try and forgive those who may have sinned. The worldwide church has a role to restore people's relationship with God. As a result of that, there are many different Christian organisations that try to help in countries where it is needed. For example, Christian Aid. Now, Christian Aid are an official relief and development agency that began in 1945. Their aim is to go out and help people who are suffering in the world. Their stated vision is that poverty is an outrage against humanity. It robs people of dignity, freedom and hope, and power over their own lives. Christian Aid has a vision, an end to end poverty. And we believe that vision can become a reality. We believe in life before death. Therefore, Christian Aid go to many countries to try and help people who are in need. They follow the idea of the Christian quote, "Love thy neighbour." Also, another type of organisation is called Tear Fund. Now, Tear Fund was set up in 1968. And they are basically, as well as an organisation that help people, they also are an evangelical alliance. This means not only is their role to help people and follow the quotes of "Love thy neighbour," but also to follow one of Jesus' other quotes, "Go and make disciples of all nations," meaning that they should try and help people to discover the message of Jesus Christ and become Christian. In the Bible, it also says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." Therefore, once again, we can see the idea that a Christian must follow up their Christianity with actions rather than simply just with words. Many Christian charities follow the teaching and example of Jesus in helping to relieve poverty. Jesus told a rich man to sell everything and give to the poor. In the parable of the rich man and the Lazarus, Jesus told a rich man who ended up in hell, having ignored the plight of a beggar. The parable of the Good Samaritan teaches the importance of caring for all people. Jesus cured lepers, helped outcasts, sinners, and those who were mentally ill. Therefore, it's a Christian's duty to follow the Ten Commandments and follow the idea of love thy neighbour. Christians should also help people who are being persecuted. Now, in many countries in the world, of course, there is examples of where Christians are being persecuted. In the Bible, of course, it says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven." This suggests that Jesus is saying to people, even when everything is against you, stand up and be counted. Stand up, for your belief in Jesus Christ and the teachings of Jesus will see you through. There are a couple of other Christian quotes that can help us understand the idea around persecution. In the Bible it says, Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Jesus also said, "If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also." This also suggests that we shouldn't respond with evil by committing evil ourselves, but by being a good person, or in some cases walking away. There are some contradictions, of course, to this in the Bible, such as eye for an eye, which is in the Old Testament, which suggests if someone does something to you, you are allowed to respond. We know Jesus was a pacifist, and Christianity generally is a pacifistic religion. However, the Old Testament, of course, allows the idea of an eye for an eye. Christians believe that those who suffer for their beliefs in a unique way with Jesus, Jesus said, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings. An organisation that understands this is the Barnabas Fund. The Barnabas Fund sends financial support to projects to help Christians who are suffering from discrimination, oppression and persecution because of their faith. We have seen in some places where Christians have been persecuted, where churches have been destroyed. Therefore, it is really important for Christians to show strength and solidarity. And this is where organisations such as the Barnabas Fund, in commemoration of St. Barnabas, can help those in need.